assistance. So, yeah, we're busy with this hero series. Some of you were here last week, and I know there's a big Memorial Day at, that's where a lot of the guys are, I think, at Parktown Boys, and either marching or doing stuff. It's to remember people that have fallen in. So Debbie did that last week, and I'm sure many of you were touched by the life of Rebecca. You know, there wasn't a lot in the Bible, but wow, what you got out of that was just like absolutely incredible. And we thought that this week, anyone named Daniel here? No, we did have one, and he's in Canada or America now. And but before I go, I would be remiss, and this is not a joke, guys, but this morning at about 7 a.m., there was a coup in South Africa. I don't know if you know this, and it's kind of taken us a bit by surprise. Anyone hear it on the way here this morning? And the president was assassinated. We don't know who actually did it, okay? You know, and some of us are surprised at this because it's kind of come out of nowhere, but it hasn't. On the 2nd of October, Julius Malema said that the EFF can't rule out the armed struggle. And I think maybe we should have realized that something like this can happen. And here's what he's actually said this morning. You would have heard this on 94.7 and 702. We, the people, have taken control of South Africa. And in line with our socialist manifesto, with immediate effect, it is a crime against the state to attend church, to read the Bible, or to pray. Anyone found guilty or practicing of these treacherous behaviors will be sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole. And I want to ask you this morning, what is going to be your response today? Because it's real. Right now, people could be bursting into that door and like putting guns to our head and say, you're in church, what are you doing? So are you going to come to church from now on? Are you going to read your Bible and will you pray? So I want you to ask the person next to you that maybe. And if they say they are, then ask them, if yes, why is your faith worth going to prison to? Okay, so ask those questions of the person next to you and let them ask them that of you as well. So in case you're wondering, it didn't happen. Apparently it's only scheduled to happen on Wednesday. I just had those slides done in advance. So, okay, so I pulled a bit of a nasty, right? But that's happened before. It really did happen. I don't know why I deleted it, but I had a picture this week of this lion coming out from underneath in this arena and the small group of Christians standing there. And it was like that Rome days. You remember that happened in that Rome era when they were like burning Christians? And I remember in youth group days when there was like this threat of communism taking over. You know, that's why some of us fought the war in Angola. Because the government kind of made us think, well, it was a difficult historical time, mind you, because I was shot at by MiG-29s. Those are airplanes that only Russia was building and the Cubans were using. And I had Cubans shooting at me, and I was shooting back. I'm like, you shoot me, I'll shoot you. I'll shoot you first. Shoot you in the face. You know what I mean? It's like, and so it was confusing. But what was happening in Angola is that the Angolans were using the Cubans and the Russians to get liberation from the colonialists. Same like South Africa. There were people using whatever means to try and get freedom and deliverance. And I thought I was protecting my faith and all that. But turns out it was something else. Because we didn't want communism to take over. We want freedom to worship God. And if it was, people have died in Russia for their faith with that scenario that I've shared. And there actually has been a split in the EFF so soon after they've come to power, which is pretty interesting. That did really happen this week. You know what I mean? So it's not all rosy with the red berets. And I know Asher has a red beret, so I'm just saying. So we want to look at a story that is about that. Not about Julius so much, but about a situation where believers were in trouble. So we're going to start with a video. We're then going to do some like poster stuff, and we'll see what we get taught out of posters. So let's connect with the story of Daniel. You know, there's been the Bible series that has been out by the producer of The Amazing Race and or whatever, Survivor. What's his name? Burnett or Mark Burnett. Thank you. And it's phenomenal. It has a bit of an agenda along the way, and it's different and interesting. It's not quite like a Noah, which is a distortion of scripture, but it's pretty accurate. So I've pulled out an 11-minute clip of the Daniel story, and it shows some of the intrigue going on behind the scenes, which is very scriptural. So you've got a piece of paper. You don't want to write down everything that you hear. But if maybe at the end of it or during it, something comes to mind that is, hey, Daniel can teach me something. So we'll do this. Then we're going to look at some of the posters around. You'll have about 10 minutes to go and see what God is saying to you through the posters in the room. Okay, so you're ready. Popcorn and lights. By mistake, or in God's purposes and plans. So I hope you got something out of that. What I want you to do is you'll see there's about 20 paintings or graphic arts, or most of without words. Here and there there's a word, but just maybe two of you at each station, and then just move around. They're all different. But the question I want you to ask is actually, God, what are you saying to me, you know, through this? What I'm seeing, not just, oh, nice texture. You wonder how the artist did that. But like, God, what do you want to say to me from the story? Okay, so you've had it pretty much almost read to you from the scripture in that dramatic presentation, and you're now going to experience it through art. So we're kind of focusing on that part of his life in terms of Daniel in the lion's den. Okay, so move around when you're done at one station, make some thoughts, and you'll be feeding back and sharing that just afterwards. Right, so you will see that you've got some chairs around where you were, so go back to your place, and I want you to spend maybe 2-3 minutes sharing with each other. What did you get out of either the movie or the pictures? And hopefully I haven't just wasted your time, but that it was useful. Okay, so write one or two things down in each group that you think could share back. So each person maybe share one thing they've got out in your group, and then appoint someone to lead and share maybe one thing, two things with a wider group. Go. You want to choose something to share back that you think is profound from your group? I'll give each of the groups a chance to share something that you've learned. And our lovely scribe is going to draw artistically with 3D textures and multiple colors and dimensions on the board your profound insights. This is going to be absolutely mind-boggling. Your eyes are going to pop out of your head when Tabile starts drawing. You have never seen anything so creative in your whole life. Right. Who's ready to kick us off? Ben, what do you want to share from that story? Come up to the mic, young man. I don't know if you've been appointed as the big scribe, but looks like I made you the man.
Okay. Hello, everyone. It's not going to be a long thing, but basically I just wrote down two things from that video that we watched, and when I went around, I just kind of put reliance and faith and connected the two. Because he relied on God, and he also put faith in him. So he didn't just go in there, because you could see he was scared, obviously, like anyone would be. But when he sat there and stuff, and he knew, and he like started to rely on God, and he just put his faith in him, you know, the results were delivered and stuff. So.
All right. Nice. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Right, ladies, are you sharing? Nice. Mm-hmm.
First of all, the story of Daniel kind of reminded me of a verse, which is in Psalms 91. And it says, "Live under the protection of God Most High and stay in the shadow of God All Power. Then you will say to the Lord, you are my fortress, my place of safety. You are my God and I trust you. The Lord will keep you safe from secret traps and deadly diseases. He will spread his wings over you and keep you secure. His faithfulness is like a shield or a city wall. You won't need to worry about dangers at night or the arrow that strikes by day. And you won't fear diseases that strike in the darkness or sudden disaster at midday. You will not be harmed though thousands fall around you. And with your own eyes, you will see the punishment of the wicked. The Lord Most High is your fortress. Run to him for safety, and no terrible disaster will strike you or your home." And what we learned from this, it said, God will never abandon us, right? And that you should live your life in a way that people will see that you praise God. And from that, people will praise God because they see the miracles that God work in you. And it also says that don't give up when you face many rough times because God will never forsake you.
Wow. Thank you so much from your group, Hannah. And next is Daniela.
Hi, guys. Well, with our group, basically what we, saw was that Daniel prayed a lot, even though his life was at risk. I mean, one thing that definitely stuck out for me was that he prayed 3 times a day. Not just once, 3 times. So, I mean, if he was just caught once, he could die. But he chose to pray 3 times a day. And one thing is that it was a choice for him. So you could either choose to obey Cyrus or obey God. And one verse that Tapelo pointed out was, if God is for us, who can be against us? So it just shows that if you stick with God no matter what, he can ultimately save your life at the end of the day.
Right, Danielle. And then we have one more group next, eh?
What I wrote, I said, though man may sentence your life, God is your judge. So that's it. Sentence your life, God is your judge. That's all.
Woohoo! Stunning. Right. Save the worst for last, Warwick. I meant the best.
Okay, there's so many points there, but what we pointed out was that God is our hope and that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what happens to us and that God is more powerful than death. To quote Hunger Games, the only thing stronger than fear is hope. And that's the hope we have in God.
Very good. Thanks, guys. I hope you're getting the idea that in this series, we're trying to show you that you can go to the Bible, check out a passage or a story, and be incredibly impacted. You don't have to be some old, bald, blind lady or man who's done 50 years in a monastery to let the Bible come alive. You just got to open it. You need to look at it, read it, study it, and wow, what are you able to do? I mean, that idea that God will come in and protect us is just incredible. So I want to share a few things in closing that I think pull some of these themes together, some lessons for life. I want to say, firstly, that God rewards. When Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found in him because he had trusted in his God. No wound. It's not like God dragged him out and he's ripped to shreds. I mean, he had his designer clothes on, and they weren't even, torn. I mean, it's not like they even munched on his tackies. He was perfectly, perfectly safe. Why? Because without faith, it is impossible to please God, which is that trust and reliance that Ben was talking about. And anyone who comes in to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God rewards. He does. He comes. He sees what you do, and he says, I'm going to look out for you. You know, you're my lad. You're my girl. I'm going to look out. And God had seen all that prayer and that faithfulness that Daniel did. Secondly, God rescues. It's the king who says, the pagan king, that God has raised up to defeat Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians as king of Persia, and he's going to be the one to set God's people free. And God rescues. The king says, the pagan Cyrus says, may your God whom you serve continually rescue you. Because Daniel had impacted this king, and the king knew Daniel was a man of integrity. You know, it began when Daniel said no to the rich food years back. Remember when he first got to Babylon? We're just going to have smoothies, you know, juice and fruit. And they were the strongest guys after a period of time. And God came and rescued him and his mates. And I don't know about you, but this is maybe of all those pictures, this is my personal favorite. I hope you got to saw it. There's all these angels, and each one is just leaning on a lion, got its hand on its mouth. It's like, down. You know, we have this black panther at our house. Came into our lives a while ago from the mountains around Greymont. This little panther was just this little thing, and it adopted us. But once or twice, I've had reason to like flick it on the nose or something because it's like ripped someone to shreds because panthers are dangerous, right? And it knows now. So when I come in, it knows I'm serious. It's like, well, okay, I'm not going to do anything here. You know what I mean? I'll stop ripping Ashley to shreds. And because obviously panthers are like really dangerous. God restrains. God is able to restrain evil from happening to you. O king, because I was innocent in his sight, my God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth. God can restrain stuff happening around you because you're going his way and you're serving him. Amazing, huh? Because he's got the power to do that, and he loves you. And he responds by restraining stuff around you. Another thing I think is happening, whenever we go through situations like this, you know, we've come a few times to James 1 and we've said that we must count it pure joy when you face trials because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. God will allow us to go through trials, but God refines us in that process. He says, you're going to be stronger. Imagine Daniel. Do you think he was unsure whether God can protect him after the lion's den? No, he knows. If God can deliver me from the lions, man, my God is mighty. You know, my God is strong and mighty. And so God will refine us. He will change us. He will grow us and mature us. Don't always scream like, God doesn't love me because I'm now sold as a slave into Egypt and now I'm falsely accused and I feel like I'm on a soap opera and now I'm in prison and the baker and the candlestick maker don't remember the good things I've done and woe is me. No, trust, Joseph. Trust that God is with you. You know, Rebecca, that's the name I was looking for, sorry. She's like, I'm going to go and trust God that this guy, you know, Isaac's not a mass murdering, chainsaw Texas massacre guy. Like, she just knows the servant we saw last week, and she goes with him, you know? And that long journey, I don't know how long it took, but I think she got refined on the back of those camels and donkeys and stuff, you know? Sawbuck, I'm sure as well, but you know, God will refine you in tough times. And finally, God repays. God is no man's debtor, as it says. I don't know if you heard this, but Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and Cyrus the Persian. So both. He prospered. God will repay. God is no man's debtor. God isn't like, I forgot to pay you back. You know, like when your sister loans something from you, sometimes it's the brother, you know, who loans. Normally sisters are better with stewarding their money. I know in our home, Keegan's always loaning money from Ashley, you know, because she like looks out for her money. She's not buying huge big computers that are gonna rule the world and take over the world and produce movies like Asha Party does. But God repays. He's not like that person that doesn't pay you back. Oh, buy me a Coke, I'll buy you one tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. God says, oh, by the way, I owed you a Coke. And you're like, what Coke? Like, remember last week? But you got me a 2 liter and that was just a little 250 mil. Yeah, I like to do that kind of thing. I'm just kind of God, you know? And God loves to come and to repay you in his time and place. And so as we wrap up this morning, out of what you've learned, I think it might be good to go to the prayer or the statement that king says, and we'll reflect on this and pray. In every part of my kingdom, says Cyrus, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the... Don't you want a day maybe when people say, the God of Warwick, the God of Asher, the God of Bella, the God of Abby, of Josh, Danielle, you know, CJ, the God of, you know, Joe. Now that sounds cool, doesn't it? Because they've recognized that you serve this God and he's incredible and awesome. For he is the living God. Not he was alive, then he died, shame, stuff happened, a big brick fell on him or something one day while he was on his throne. He's the living God. He will never die. And his kingdom will not be destroyed, for he endures forever. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth, and he has rescued Job from the power of the lions. This is the God of Job. We can serve him because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I don't know what you're going through. I don't know, maybe you're facing a challenge and you think, I don't know if God's going to rescue me from this. Being persecuted at school or stuff's happening and it's not cool. Trust God that God will see and restrain and repay and reward and rescue where necessary and refine you in that tough process. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word and how it's coming alive this term and how you're teaching us from these lives of men and women that lived so long ago. We pray that every week you would come and speak to us and that this week you would remind us, Lord God, that as we trust you, as we have faith in you, you won't let us down. We'll stand up and do great things and defend our faith. And no matter what coup happens, we will be those who will be used by you. And Lord, we will extend your kingdom on earth. So we pray that there would be peace and prosperity in our land, but that, Lord, we would stand up for you and that we would be used by you. Lord, right now, maybe I'm facing something that's making me worried and concerned. I'll remind myself that the God of Daniel is the living God. God has shut the mouth of lions by sending his angels. Would you dispatch angels into any situation in this room this morning that needs you? May your wings cover each and every life, home, school, community, and the city. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Next week, it's going to be the life of Hannah. Who? Hannah Eccles. So it's going to be really awesome. So Hannah will be preaching next Sunday morning. God bless and have a fabulous week. No joke, Hannah. God bless.